This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, a little Sweet Caroline there. Callis just changed out all the music. Callis back with us next Monday. Doran should be back with us tomorrow. Sean Myers behind the glass and Kabolian with us until 10 o'clock. Tough one for Pitt. We were just talking to City Limits about that in the studio. Spent the whole first hour of the show talking college ball, Mark.
Yeah. You know, I was watching City Limits the other day on PBS. That's a terrible show. So I wish he would change his nickname, but I digress.
You do digress. I think if Pitt winds up winning 9 games, no one can be disappointed with the season. I mean, from going 3-9 last year, you win 9 games this year, you bring Holstein and Cade Bell back next year, those linebackers, I think this would be viewed as the year before the year. 9 wins, a hell of a season. After winning 3 in today's college football, I think losing begets losing, winning begets winning. To go from 3-9 to this,
but
and to be nationally relevant and ranked, I think it's a hell of a season almost regardless of what happens. But I do kind of think you have to win 9.
I honestly think you're, if you look at the beginning of the season, you say that, but you're 7-0, top 20 ranked team.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden you lose, you're saying you're losing 3 of your last 5,
mm-hmm.
what we're saying? And you're going to view that as a success? Maybe in the, as you say, at the 30,000-foot range here, we can look at it. But in the moment, I would think Pitt fans would say no.
In the moment, I would tend to agree with you because fans are emotional. And in the moment, if you go out there and lay an egg against Louisville and Clemson the way that you just did against SMU, then yeah, you're going to be ticked. But then come the offseason, so long as Holstein is retained and Cade Bell is retained and some of these great defensive players that have room in the middle, the Sharks, are retained, then I think you go into next year with a fair bit of optimism.
Yeah, I agree, because in May, what were we thinking, 3 wins? I mean, I don't think there was too many people who were thinking that they were going to be a top 25-ranked team
in November. I talked to a lot of people in and around the program and basically did what we've done here now with the Steelers schedule in the second half. I said, would you take 6-6 in a win over West Virginia? Would you sign for that in blood? And pretty much everyone I talked to said yes.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think Narduzzi or Cade Bell or any of those, Randy Bates, I don't think anybody within the program would have felt that way. But people who are involved and know it closely, yeah, I think they said 6-6 with a win over West Virginia would have been great.
I guess it would depend on how you play Clemson. I mean, you can't lose to Virginia, I don't think.
7-point favorite early.
Yeah.
Against Virginia.
You can't do that. Depending on your two big games left of how you play them, if you get whipped like SMU whipped you, then maybe there's a different view. But it seems like they're on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Yeah. And to win 9 and to do it the way they had done, particularly early when the offense was great. Now, offense hasn't been good for 3 weeks now. They got to figure that out. But you feel like you got a quarterback. You feel like you got a good coordinator. And last year, you felt the opposite at both positions. So I think Pitt is fine. I think it's been a really good year. And who's to say they lose to Clemson or Louisville? If they play the way they played the other night, they could lose to anybody. But I also think SMU's pretty good.
You know, they get to bring some of their people in to fit Cade Bell's offensive scheme. I don't know how. I mean, they were able to bring a couple transfers in that were big time. But now you can pretty much dictate of who you're bringing in to fit the scheme, so that should help as well.
No doubt. Texter, Cade Bell has to be better, and Holstein needs to get his head out of his bleep. All in all, 9-3 would be great, but disappointing because you couldn't beat anyone at or above the talent level. We'll see.
Well, really?
We'll see.
I mean, what's the talent level we have here other than the running back and the quarterback?
I think the only team they've played so far that has head and shoulders – head and shoulders better talent is SMU.
SMU did.
Is SMU. I mean, you could see the skill position speed.
It was with three people, too. The tight end, the running back, and the quarterback. Just absolutely, I mean, well, you remove those three, they would have won the game. But, wow.
I mean, think about this, though, too, Mark. Like, people want, I forget who it was. Pony tweeted out on the reverse play where the dude jumped over, like, 15 different guys and scored. Like, someone's got to get him on the ground is what Pony tweeted. And I'm paraphrasing here. I don't know, man. Sometimes a guy just makes a play. That was one of the more athletic plays you saw watching any college game this weekend. And they made three of those kind of plays. And two of them early that changed the tone and tenor of the game.
Yeah, I don't feel bad about that loss, really. I mean, it was a bad loss, but SMU just had more talent.
They got more dudes.
They do. And that's just the fact of the matter.
Bostic and Doran and I were going over that on Thursday. You think about all their transfers at SMU, and it's like from the U, from Bama, from Georgia, from Florida State, all kind of blue blood level guys.
Nobody from Western Michigan?
No.
Oh, well.
You posed a different question, though, going into the last break, and I think it's a good one. 412-928-9370. The Steelers' second half schedule is maybe not quite what we thought it would be. It is quite daunting. Would you sign in blood for 10 wins now? Guaranteed 10 wins, and you go into the playoffs? Or do you want to play this thing out? 412-928-9370. Joe in Brookline up next. Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's up, boys? I want to play it out, actually, because I look at it like Mark said. The division, it's brutal. And you know you're going to get a couple wins, at least one win against Cleveland, possibly one against the Ravens, possibly one against Cincinnati. But what happens if they start beating each other? Then we don't, you know, then the division's up for grabs.
Sure, and everyone's 1-1 in the division at this point, Joe, except for the Steelers, and they, of course, haven't played a division game, and appreciate the call. If you want to win the division, you can't lose to Cleveland. You can't. You got to go 4-2, I think, to win this division. Like 3-3, I think, is bottom of the barrel.
Well, by your definition, yes, they can lose to Cleveland if it's 4-2. They can lose to Cleveland twice and still win the division. They'd have to beat Baltimore and Cincinnati twice.
Right, and I'm just saying I don't think that's likely. I know that the Steelers won 7 out of 8 against Baltimore. I think Baltimore's offensively going to pose a ton of trouble.
I think about it. I probably would let it play out too, yeah. Because you know what? Because I think 10 wins is minimum right now. I don't think they're going to get less than 10 wins. So why not go for the 11?
Yeah, play it out. Yeah. Play it out. You need 4 wins out of your last 9 games to have 10 and make the playoffs. I think they're going to do that regardless.
Yeah. But wow. They might not. I mean, they might not have anything left for the playoffs if they get there. I mean, just looking the 5 out of 7 on the road, 3 games in 11 days, the Wednesdays, the Saturdays, the Thursdays, the Eagles, the Chiefs. My goodness, I'm talking myself out of this now, but I'm not a big fan of looking ahead at schedules, but wow. I mean, we knew that what it was going to be like, but the timing of it, who you're playing, and the division's just brutal.
Health is going to be a key factor, as it always is, but even more so now. And this is why I had such a gripe about the schedule coming into the year, Mark. And the Steelers are set up, they've got a good backup quarterback in Justin Fields, no question about it. But you play Baltimore 2 times in 6 weeks. You play Cleveland 2 times in 3 weeks. You play Cincinnati 2 times in 6 weeks. If someone loses a key player, you could be out that key player for a couple of games, key division games. And that's why I've always hated this. By the by, you say parking is getting pretty tough down there at the Southside facility because they've come to start shooting Hard Knocks.
Yep, so a couple trailers there parked, taking about 18 spots up. Wasn't good parking for us media folk anyways, so it's going to be worse. They're going to be around for the next 2 months, I guess.
I said we would get to the Steelers quarterback situation and the report from Adam Schefter. We will do that. We'll also take your calls. Would you sign in blood for 10 wins for the Steelers, or would you play this thing out? 412-928-9370. Right now, it's a Sean Myers headline.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.